1077 The River online exclusive.
Pup dates. Baby. Hello, baby. It's close now. Could be right now, as a matter of fact. It's going to happen within the next couple of days. And I think we've upgraded. Last check, it was 3. We're thinking now, because we slapped the old radar on her again, that there might be 4 dogs in there. See, initially I thought when the dog's having puppies, this is going to be a good training operation for me. For one day having kids, at least it couldn't hurt, right? I realize they're not the same kind of creature, but it couldn't hurt. But I believe that it is. See, I find myself, because you're already giving baby talk and goo-goo talk to the dog as is, saying the wrong thing. I fear the things that I'm saying to the expecting dog, I might one day say to an expectant mother, and it turns out the wrong way. You want an example? You have to pee again? Wow, you look hungry. Or the one that may get a guy slapped. When you hold the belly, go, how many are in there? Did you see that ice hotel in Quebec?
I did see it.
Is open again?
I'm so excited. I think one day I would like to go and stay there. I think it would be very cool to spend a night or two there.
We can't put an ice cube out on the back deck without it melting
within
a day.
No, that is true.
They can have a hotel there that's open until, weather permitting, late March. You can go stay there. Would you like to stay in that, though?
I think it would be extremely cool, yes.
Literally?
Yes.
that's a cold room to stay in.
I know, but they bring you like very...
fur blankets,
yeah,
and stuff, right?
And all kinds of nice parkas and stuff to wear, and you have little booty socks and stuff. I think it would be very, very cool to try it.
I'd like to, and maybe it's just the guy in me.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to go to the bathroom.
And would you?
It's just like going
just
in snow,
what happens,
right?
Yeah.
The more I think about this Quebec Ice Hotel, Kath, the less I would actually go there.
Why?
The novelty doesn't make up for everything else. Like, what about the pool? You go on vacation, you want to take a dip in the pool.
Well,
are you swimming in the ice hotel's
probably
pool?
Probably no pool there.
Come on in.
There's probably no
water's
pool.
Water's great.
Yeah.
How about breakfast? You roll down there. Can I get scrambled eggs and a couple of links of sausage?
And some coffee?
No.
They have iced coffee.
How do you feel about pudding for breakfast?
Yeah, maybe some cold gazpacho soup.
I'll be in the pool.
Do you think you know this celebrity who could use a fresh start?
All of a sudden, the IRS has frozen my bank accounts 2 or 3 times to leave me completely penniless.
Matthew McConaughey from Interstellar.
No.
Didn't he win the Best Actor Oscar? He had a pretty good year.
All right.
The music in the background, it's a hint.
Whatever could she mean?
All of a sudden, the IRS has frozen my bank accounts 2 or 3 times to leave me completely penniless.
Scott Stapp of Creed.
There you go. He had a bit of a meltdown there. Early December, I believe?
I believe so.
Yeah, him and his old lady are in Splitsville. She kicked him out.
The IRS is after him.
Rehab.
The gangsters are after
him. Obama's after him.
The aliens attacked him.
This is everybody who hated Creed throughout their life.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy Podcast.
Ever heard somebody say, I always come up with the greatest ideas when I drink.
Yeah, I have some friends who think that.
Well, they're not completely full of it. Studies have shown that if you're just a little bit intoxicated, your creativity level goes up because it relaxes you. It just lets you free your mind, as it were. 0.075. So that, I think, is that under the legal limit? Legal limit's 8, isn't it?
0.08, right.
Yeah. So just a touch can actually make you more creative and smarter. So beer makers in Denmark have taken this idea. And they now, on the bottle, it comes with a little conversion chart. You throw in what your weight is, and they'll tell you, with their lines, how much you should consume to become that beer genius.
Wow. Can you imagine all of us sitting at our desks having half a beer so we get
Johnson, more- what is this you brought me? Did you drink today? Get in the fridge.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's completely irresponsible.
Maybe they'll have that at the Southern Alberta Food and Beverage Expo for us to try.
Genius beer.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't that
be cool? Mix in some of the delicacies as well. That Food and Beverage Expo is coming up on the 24th.
See,
tickets.
Your bosses should take you to that.
So you're already a genius, see? Martin. Were you? What's in your purse?
And now, Jarrett and Kathy's Not News News.
Suanne Arnall has accepted her ex's divorce settlement offer. She was married to oil tycoon Harold Hamm. He wrote her a $975 million personal check. She decided to cash it.
Wow.
It's smart, too, because being an oil tycoon,
yeah,
he could be worth, like, 5 years from now, the way oil's going, they would have split a dirty old bag of Doritos. Yeah. Literally. The guy used to be worth $19 billion, like, last year, and he's worth $9 now.
Oh, wow. That's still a lot of money. That's incredible. Can you imagine having the chance to write a check? I mean, even just the, wow.
I got a picture of it. I'll put it up on the River Twitter page. Hashtag not news news. Well, side note, and this is good news regarding oil prices. You know how the pumps are cheap.
Yes.
It's going to save each household an average of $700 a year.
I love that. That's what I like to hear. Way back in 1984, Marvel Comics had the chance to buy DC Comics, but they declined because they said DC's characters just weren't popular enough.
Superman?
I was going to say, if you don't know, DC characters are Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, the Green Lantern, Flash, and Starfire, just to name a few.
Never heard of them.
Never.
Bat who?
Wow.
Wonder what? 649 carried over, so it's like over $20 million for the next 649 draw and $50 million for the Lotto Max. Big money this week.
It really is. You know, we all dream about winning the lottery, and $50 million is a lot of money. There's also two Max Millions. So if you don't want the 50, just, you know, hope for the Max Million.
I've always said I would settle and be very content with just a million or two.
Really?
Yep.
I want it all.
Why
not be greedy and just want it all?
Well, here's the sad part of it, mm-hmm. Martin. Is that if I was to win $50 million tonight,
yes,
I would never see you again.
Oh, you wouldn't even say goodbye? You would just take off?
Shoot you a text.
Oh, okay.
Is there an emoji for I just won the lottery? See ya, suckers!
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.